Pianist Sarah Cahill has made a career out of celebrating the work of contemporary classical composers, opening her audience's ears to the music of Terry Riley, John Adams, Yoko Ono, and others. She'll be performing this weekend on Maui as part of a varied multimedia show from Ebb and Flow Arts. And Robert Pollock, who is the originator of Ebb and Flow Arts, is on the phone to tell us about it. Hi, Robert. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Thanks, Robert.
Okay, great.
You know,
the
piano performance that is part of this show, and it's only part of the show, but it focuses on an interesting composer, Lou Harrison. What can you tell me about Lou Harrison?
Oh. Well, it so happens that Lou Harrison would have been 100 years old this past Sunday, May 14. And there are many celebrations worldwide around this centenary. He was one of the first to adopt world music, that is to incorporate gamelans and pentatonic scales from Asia and so forth and mix them with Western instruments. He was also a pioneer of the percussion ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically a West Coast composer, lived in Northern California for most of the second half of his life. And when he, for example, with the percussion instruments, he and John Cage teamed up mm-hmm. in the 40s, and they just gathered all sorts of found objects, pizza cans and garbage tops and big water tubs and whatever, and put together these ensemble pieces that really began a whole genre. You find now percussion ensembles in every university and a huge amount of music written for them.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens when that happens, Robert, is you're instantly, you're in the area of what might be called noises, or at least notes that are in between the keys of the piano.
I think percussionists would be offended by that, because they think of their, you know, non-pitch sounds as able to make melodies and so on, but I know what you mean. Yeah,
I'm happy to use the term non-pitch sounds or you know, our microtones. But you know what I'm saying? It's not.
Yes.
This is getting away from Western tonality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was very exploratory and innovative at the time. But as I say, it became just part and parcel of the 20th century music as opposed to 18th, 19th century where you had a timpani part that struck a note and then 58 measures rest and then struck another note and maybe an occasional cymbal or so. But no, this is the percussion in full glory. And not only that, but he was an advocate of just intonation, so-called, you know, by the natural intonation, natural harmonics,
mm-hmm.
and very much rejected European thought and development after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
He was appalled that after World War II, Europe didn't reach out. Rather, it turned inward, and he called it kind of the bottom-of-the-barrel intellectual activity. So he turned east to Asia and studied carefully many pentatonic scales and other things that he incorporated into his music.
Well, I just learned this recently, Robert, that a gamelan is in tune with itself, but it's not in the same, it's not trying to accommodate Western pitches, that a gamelan is a self-contained unit where the instruments are attuned to one another, right?
That's right. That's right. Natural tuning. The other thing about Lou Harrison, and you'll hear it in these piano pieces that Sarah Cahill will perform on Saturday, is that he also used forms from the Renaissance, such as the so-called estampi that he labeled stampede, and music from the Baroque, classical music. He was a great student of Mozart, for example, at the suggestion of Arnold Schoenberg, and he then delved into the natural tuning, the Asian scale. So it's an amazing amount of influence that somehow he is able to make into coherent and actually wonderful pieces. And he wrote hundreds and hundreds of pieces, very prolific.
Well, you know, it's really a journey for our ears, and I know that's what you're all about with Ebb and Flow Arts, yeah. Robert. And I thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it. Sarah Cahill, pianist, will perform a piano concert in a program that also includes a 3D film presentation at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center's Iao Theater. It's an Ebb and Flow Arts presentation, and that was founder Robert Pollack we just spoke to.